The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
One of those random sort of reminders to change the direction on your ceiling fan, or at least check the direction on your ceiling fan, now would be the time. Keeping in mind that your fans are designed to spin clockwise in the wintertime to pull cold air up from the floor, so it mixes with the warmer air near the ceiling, but then counterclockwise in the spring and summer to bring the cold air down and to keep you cool.
Can I say, I was today years old when I heard that. No idea they could spin the other way. How in the world do you make that happen?
There's a little switch on every fan, ceiling fan. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it changes the direction of the fan. So it's supposed to spin.
I never knew this. Am I the only one that never knew this? Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. But what the issue that I had, and we've resolved this, but several years ago, my wife and I got into an argument over the direction of the fan. Like,
really?
Like, we were laying on the bed looking at the fan going, that's spinning clockwise. And she's like, no, that's spinning counterclockwise. I'm like, are you kidding me? No, that's spinning clockwise.
Tell.
And she's like, no, it's spinning counterclockwise. I'm like, no, look at this. If that is 12, that would be 1, 2, 3. That's clockwise.
I was going to say, if it's just like, too fast, you could slow it down and easily see which direction it's going.
I know. And she's like, no, exactly. Look at it. That is going counterclockwise. And we were seeing it completely different. And it was driving me mad. And we got into this huge argument over the direction of the fan.
How did you think to slow it down so that you can see it more clearly?
I don't even remember how it, like, we went to bed angry that night. It was like one of those nonsensical couples fights that you get into every now and then.
We're just like irritated with each other already.
I was just like,
that was,
that is going clockwise. How do you not see that? And she's like, that is going counterclockwise. How do you not see that? And then, so anyways, this is all to tell you.
This save you from fights.
Right. That your fan, your ceiling fan does have a little switch on it that in the springtime, you should switch it so it spins counterclockwise.
So counterclockwise now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it should spin counterclockwise to bring the cool air down to keep you cool, but then clockwise in the wintertime to bring that cool air up from the floor so it mixes with the warmer air and it keeps it a little bit and regulates
this
it a little bit more.
Is life changing? Like, I've felt the wind, so I figured it was working just fine. How many years have I lived with ceiling fans? And I have never known you're supposed to switch up the directions or that you could.
Well, look at that, Kelly. It's never too late to learn things.
Okay. Well, Lindsay said, you know, we always keep it spinning the direction to blow air directly onto us year round. See, that's what I thought that it was doing too. Like, little did I know that there was a need to change directions. This
make,
is really mind-blowing information.
Make your ceiling fan work for you, Kelly.
Okay.
Make it work for you. All right, so.
I'm going to try it tonight.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Can I start?
Yes, please do.
I saw you at Sully's, man for woman.
Oh, I bet a lot of connections happen there.
I bet.
Yeah.
We were both drinking beers at Sully's. You were the kind of girl that just said whatever came to your mind.
Sassy.
You said you were having lady issues. So you went to the bathroom.
Oh, wait a second. That's too much. That's too much, Sherry. That's too much.
You came back and told me I had black bean in my teeth.
Well, that's helpful information, though.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You know, embarrassing.
Well, yeah. You don't want to go around all night like that.
You also made fun of how greasy my forehead was.
Well, that's a little harsh.
Maybe he didn't know.
Okay.
I walked you out to your car where we made out until you got sick all over me. Wow. Went 180.
Oh, wow.
Your
that
friend
a lot.
Ended up taking you home.
Yeah, okay. That's probably best.
You told me to never call you, but then you started making out with me again.
That's mixed signals. Yeah. I'm confused for him.
I was confused, but went with it. If you read this, please contact me. I loved how you kissed me.
Oh, really?
Even after you barfed.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, what happens at Sully stays at Sully. Right, guys?
Wow. That's a lot.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
I'd like to say it's going to get better, but it's not.
All right.
It's called, and this is a woman for man.
Sure.
You mooned me at Chase Bank.
That's where love starts, friends. That's where it starts.
Here we go. You're the guy who mooned me in the parking lot of a Chase Bank.
All right.
Like, who... What? Okay. You were super hot and were getting money out of the ATM with your obnoxious friends.
Okay.
You jumped up and down with the ATM, spit your money out like you just won the lottery.
Wow. This machine's giving me money.
And then turned around, bent over, and dropped your pants.
Wow. There's a lot to take in there.
It was a lot. He's painting a picture.
Yeah.
And am I the only one that's inserting Ryan Reynolds as the star of the story?
Yes.
Okay. You had a tattoo of a cat on your butt.
It just keeps getting better. It just keeps getting better.
You were so incredibly handsome. Back to Ryan Reynolds. I think we'd hit it off. I'd love to see that cat tat again if you catch my drift.
Amen. Meow.
I didn't get your number. You're so hot, I could care less. You had awful acne on your butt.
Oh. How embarrassing.
It makes you human.
Sure.
Because you're so hot. Hit me up if you happen to remember me.
This just goes to show that there is someone for everyone, right?
Is there?
Right?
Is there? That's a lot.
There is.
I do prefer, though, to think of that story as it plays out, starring one Mr. Ryan Reynolds, because then it makes it all okay.
Sure.
Right? Right?
This has been
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. Or big examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a car, then driving it to work for a year, when you're a police officer, you're doing okay.
Hang on. He drove it for a year before people figured it out?
Yeah.
Tell me the details.
From KTLA.
PD officer accused of stealing a pickup truck from an Orange County dealership 2 years ago is now facing charges.
Uh-huh.
45-year-old Matthew Caleros pleaded not guilty today to several felony counts. He was caught on surveillance cameras driving off with the truck.
Okay, so he drove off with the truck. How did he get away with it?
Prosecutors say he then drove the car to work for more than a year.
Okay. Wait, how did he
get it? How did they not find it in a year?
After changing its status to recovered in police and DMV records.
That's how. So he had kind of an in. So he just went into the records and said, "No, this stolen car
changed.
Yeah, this car's found. In fact, it's in my driveway."
Right. Well, yeah, he wasn't lying about that. He did find the car.
Right. He did.
He did recover the car.
Yep. He sure did.
Just didn't give it back to the rightful owner. That's the part that was the fatal mistake.
Yes. So again, small examples. Sorry, big examples of what not to do.
That's a large example of what not to do.
If you manage to make it through the day without stealing a car, then driving it to work for a year. I mean, but seriously, what else are you going to do with the car? You're not just going to let it sit there in your in your living room collecting dust.
You're going to use it.
Yeah.
But I mean, how blatant is that? It's just like, mine now.
Could you imagine if he even like took it to the dealership to get oil changes and stuff like that?
Oh my gosh.
That would be wild.
That'd be the ultimate. Oh. This one looks familiar.
I got to be honest. What I'm about to say may trigger you if you are of a certain age.
Listen, watch your divisive rhetoric, sir.
I know that Sarah, Lo, and PK all fall into the millennial category here on the DJX staff. Kelly and I both live in the Gen X world. There is a war that is brewing between Generation Z and the millennials. I actually talked about this with my daughters last night because they're in the Generation Z and was like, how much of this? And they're like, ugh. So what I'm about to tell you could be divisive, could trigger you, but here are things millennials do that are no longer cool anymore, according to Generation Z. All right.
Okay, so this really doesn't affect you or I, right? We're out of this?
Nah. We're just
spectators.
We're just spectators on the side, just kind of going, all right, whatever. You guys have fun yelling at each other. All right, so first of all, there's like 18 of these. We're not going to go through all 18 because some of them are just a little bit nitpicky, but we'll hit the top five, okay?
Some of them are a little bit nitpicky. I feel like all of them.
All of them are nitpicky.
But why not? So let's dive in.
Wearing your hair in a side part. No longer cool.
I'm doing that.
Nope.
Trust me, it ain't cute any other way.
So
That's for your benefit.
I asked my
people have to look at me.
I asked my daughters, I'm like, what is it, the middle part now that is in? And they're like, yeah, the middle part. And I'm like, dude, I rocked the middle part, but that's like mid-90s, Ben.
Yeah, again, not cute.
Mid-90s,
this is all for
Ben,
your benefit.
Rocked the middle part. All right, so yeah, wearing the hair in a side part. Skinny jeans, according to Gen Z, no longer cool.
Listen, nobody needs to see, like, the wide legs on me. Nobody, nope, nope. Again, I feel like it's a public service to anyone who might have to lay eyes on me for any reason.
Now, Kelly, don't take offense to this. None of these are aimed at you and Gen Xers.
But then, is it obvious, though? I'm, like, not in the group that they are targeting with this?
I don't know. I
mean, you know?
But yeah, skinny jeans. And here, to be fair, once you get out of your 20s and into your 30s, all jeans turn into skinny jeans if you're really honest there.
Listen, I just need stretchy jeans, okay? That's all I need.
Again, don't want to be divisive so much here in the morning, but again, millennials, these are no longer cool, according to Gen Z, using the crying laughing emoji.
I do that every day, multiple times a day.
That is your thing. If we took that away from Kelly, she couldn't communicate.
No. Nope. I would lose the ability to text anything or comment anything. Nothing.
So what it is, it's the skulls that now represent laughing. Like, I'm dead. I literally just am deceased. I've died.
Okay.
Like all right. Skulls.
I feel like, though, there's a lot of learning that's got to happen for people to catch on to that trend. Like, if I start sending that to my mom, she's going to have questions.
Okay. And millennials, careful with this. But according to Gen Z, showing off what house you're in Hogwarts is no longer cool.
And oh, I'm safe. I'm safe from that. I've never done that.
I know.
Never will.
I know. You've never done that. I've never done that. But nope. I'll tell you, I'm like, that is one thing that my daughters, Isabel and Sophia, they're both 16. They're like, oh, they're over it. They like Harry Potter. They grew up with Harry Potter. They're just not about, like, I'm in Slytherin. I'm in Hufflepuff. I'm in Gryffindor.
I never did that.
They can't stand it.
Okay, I'm good. I'm still salty about the crying emoji and the skinny jeans and the side part, but
I know. James is texting in, Gen Z don't know anything. Crying, laughing. And then a finger point to the sky. Okay, we got you, James. Holly texts in and says, sounds like it's all aimed at guys who are millennials.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Maybe. I mean, I know a lot of women who part their hair on the side and wear skinny jeans and use the crying laughing emoji.
They literally just described me. And I'm not a millennial. So does that mean I'm really doing it bad?
And then last one that we're going to cover in the whole Gen Z versus millennials sort of epic battle that is now bubbling under the surface is saying the word doggo.
Oh, wow. You're so guilty of that, my friend.
You
are 1,000% kind of guilty of that.
You probably say
puppers more than doggo.
I am guilty. I have posted that on occasion. It is not in my regular lingo, though. But
you do use puppers quite a bit, though.
I'll say pups a lot. That's what
pups?
I say.
But, okay.
But using the word doggo is out. And like I said, there's a whole lot of other things on the list. But according to Generation Z, wearing skinny jeans, having side parts, using the crying laughing emoji are out. What's in? Baggy jeans, middle parts, basically looking like Jonathan Taylor Thomas circa 1994. So,
you know what, Gen Z? Don't you talk to your elders like that. You respect your elders.
Respect your elders. So you can always send us a message. We'll toss it out to the group. Try to get you some help. Advice from people who aren't emotionally invested in your situation. So we got a message from a listener. She writes, hey, I hear you helping people all the time, so I thought, what the heck? I'll reach out to you all. I need help asking my friend
out for Valentine's Day. He and I have been great friends for a couple years after meeting at work. I had since left the company, but we kept in touch, meeting up weekly for lunch. We text all the time, sending each other memes and stuff. Anyway, we're now both single, and with Valentine's Day this weekend, I wanted to reach out to him about doing something together. Our friendship has never strayed into anything romantic, but I'd like to take that next step. But I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm nervous now. I'm sweating. I'm sweaty.
She continues, will you help me write him an email or text that asks him out, but also lets him know my intentions? I've written.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she says, I've written out about 100 texts to him and deleted every one. So I'm putting my trust in you both to come up with the perfect email or text. Thank you so much. Okay.
Oh. Is it as simple as, hey, I would like to start kissing you now. Is that okay, yes or no?
Now, I'm going to say, like, listen, guys are easy. You could just say, hey, we should date. And then how about this weekend? Yeah. He could be like, oh, all right. But I think she's probably nervous because maybe they've even joked about the fact that, oh, you know, we could never date or you know, like something silly like that, that is making her apprehensive about taking that to the next level. Because it is nerve wracking when you're friends first and then you're like, okay, well, you want to try this.
Because you don't want to wreck the friendship.
Right.
If they're not on the same page with that, if they're not feeling the same way, like, hey, maybe we could be more than friends, then you might risk losing the friendship or making it weird or whatever.
Like right there you would. Like not later, nope. You know, down the road, if you guys decide that you're not going to be compatible, like when you toss that line out into the pond, if that is
when you cross the line.
Yep. If he's not,
then he knows.
If he's not biting, then you're just kind of left out there. And then it's like, well, this is awkward. And I get what she's saying there, where she's like, I want there not to be any question.
She wants him to know this is more than just a friendly Valentine date because we don't have Valentine's. I want you to be my Valentine.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's just that. Oh, maybe it's just simple. Maybe it's just, oh, hey, I have a thought. I want you to be my Valentine.
Okay, well, here.
For real.
Hang on.
...
Hang on. Before I start crafting and writing the actual response, I want to toss it out, all right? So 502-571-9970. I don't know if you've had any experience with this that worked that you could toss your expertise out, but that might help right here. So, or you can always text us.
I think
us.
It was pretty good, though. Wasn't it pretty good?
I mean, that was good.
I think that was cute.
Let's put that on.
Put a little pin in it?
Let's put a little pin. We'll put a little pin in it. We'll set it here. It's going to be right in eyesight, so we'll come back to that if we need to, okay?
All right. Okay, we'll come. It's a backup.
It's group therapy on 997DJX. So group therapy, we got a messenger who basically just wants to ask out her best guy friend for Valentine's Day, but not as a, hey, now we're both single, why don't we just do something because we're both single and we're both free, but more as a romantic gesture. Like, I wanna see what we're like dating.
I kind of suggested, you know, keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, what would you say if I told you I wanted you to be my Valentine for real?
So we put a pin in that one because that was good. That was good.
Listen, thank you. I thought it was. I don't think we should overthink it and like write this super long love letter.
I know. And before I actually start typing the response that I think she should write, I just wanted to get a couple suggestions from others.
Now, Cheryl said on Facebook, mm-hmm. Why don't you send a funny meme? Keep it light. She provided an example. It says, are you Google? Because you have everything I'm searching for.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I like it, Cheryl.
She did write that they send memes back and forth. So, you know, maybe.
This could be perfect for them.
And I'm saying, like, guys, though, are a little bit. I'm not going to say all guys, because I can only speak for myself, but I was clueless. It had to be put on billboards. It had to be put on, like, fireworks. These are my intentions. You dig? And I'm like, okay. Got a message from a listener who said, as a guy, I love what Kelly said. It puts it out there without being in your face. Of course, if he's like most guys, your intentions still could be lost on him, but I like it. Okay. All right. We're like, yeah, be my Valentine. Well, all right,
guys,
cool.
Can figure out what a Valentine is.
Right.
Like, if someone says, I want you to be my Valentine for real,
mm-hmm.
They would get it, right? They would get it.
Carrie messaged us and said, not to make her more nervous. Oh, gosh. Okay. She writes, not to make her more nervous, but I just did that with my best guy friend from childhood.
Okay.
He told me it would be like dating my sister or my mom. Shot me down. We slowly drifted apart.
No!
And I haven't spoken to him in months.
I'm paralyzed with fear now.
Dang! I was getting all built up in my head, like, all right, this is the way to go.
I was too.
All right, here, hang on a second.
I was brave. I was ready to go. I was going to, like, throw the dart out there and hoping to hit the love bullseye.
Do you think we do the meme, or do you think we do what you said and just say, hey, I want to be your Valentine for real, like, type of thing?
No. I'm coming up with a completely different approach.
Different approach?
Okay? Based on this last situation,
okay,
I feel like we need to test the waters first.
Oh!
Before we go all in. Listen.
How do you do that, though?
So we get someone else that knows him and her, and just kind of like innocently asks them, hey, you know, have you ever thought about dating her? Just like, you know, like not prompted at all, like just on their own, going out, tossing it out there, asking him, hey, what are your thoughts? Hey, have you ever thought, you guys seem like you're good together. Would you ever date? See what he says and then report back. And if he's all like, nah, it's like my sister.
Yeah.
And we never say a thing.
Right. So that leaves that little wall of protection there for her. Now,
we just do some investigation first.
And so this may ruin her Valentine plans, where probably she was kind of like tossing that out like, hey, I don't want to be sitting here single on Valentine's Day. I've got a good friend who I've thought about this before. I want to just make that leap, and it seems like the perfect occasion to do that. You're saying no, wait.
Unless she can get someone today or tomorrow.
Oh my God.
To find out where his head's at, you know, just innocently.
I
was thinking about this. What about this?
Right. I still think that could probably be nonchalant because
it's
easy to bring up, like, oh, Valentine, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? And just ask him. And he's like, oh, nothing much, I guess. And he's like, oh, hey, well, what do you think about what's her face? And then he immediately knows
what's her face.
What's her face is, because that's how guys talk. And he's like,
but as long as she's not the one asking, somebody else, like on their own, just kind of asking, and then report back to her what he says, because he's going to tell the truth to the other person.
Are you writing this to her, or am I? I think you need to rip the Band-Aid off, and you need to you need to write it. So,
all right,
quickly find a mutual friend and tell
and
them,
then send them to say, hey, have you ever thought?
Yeah, I don't know what setting we're in or how that is, you know, organically going to come up. That's not suspicious, but figure that part out, and then that's what you do.
All right, so
let's just find out, send a third party to find out where his feelings are at before you put your feelings out there.
All right.
Because once you do that, there's no going back.
So is that where we are? Is that?
I think that's where we are.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
All right.
I was brave before, but then the cautionary tale.
Oh my gosh, I was brave.
Has sent me my tail spinning.
I know. All right. So if you've got a great suggestion here in the next several minutes, you can jump on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show and throw it out there before Kelly writes the email to tell her what she needs to do, okay? All right, it's group therapy on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly, please explain how a worm in an ear can possibly be a feel good story.
Well, it's a little bit of a roller coaster.
Okay.
Go along with me.
Okay.
This happened back in November 2019, but we know about it because Gemma Tyson, she's British.
Okay.
Is just sharing it on Facebook.
Gotcha.
Her 10-year-old son, Ashton, was complaining about an itchy ear.
All right.
So, like, you know, initially she's thinking that's probably just a big ball of wax, reached in there with some tweezers, and then started pulling something out a magician silk streamer.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, it's a sticky, waxy texture.
No.
You couldn't pull it apart. She's like, oh, my God, I got a giant worm in his ear.
Mm.
Yeah, right? Head to the medical center straight away.
Yeah.
Doctors stumped.
Oh, gosh.
Sent it to the lab for testing.
Okay.
She left still freaking out. Her child's got huge worms in his ears.
Oh,
like,
God.
What do you do with that? Diagnosis came a few hours later when Ashton was all like, hey, I wonder if that's the tape I put in my ear the other week because I couldn't get it out.
What do you mean tape?
He had inserted a rolled up piece of masking tape into his ear. Didn't think to tell his parents until after the doctor's appointment.
It was tape?
It was tape.
What?
See, that's a feel-good part. It wasn't a worm.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
I'm not going to ask why he put tape in his ear because, you know, little kids, because...
Exactly.
You know, whatever.
Well, he's 10. Well, at this point, he was probably 8. So, anyway, sharing it because hoping... Like the tape, it's a lesson that will stick in his head in the future.
All right.
Okay. And a lesson to all other children, don't put tape in your ears.
There you go.
Don't or put anything else for that matter.
Yes.
Or up your nose.
Yes.
There's an entire board of things that people have extracted from children at Norton Children's Hospital. Out of noses, ears, all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, like my brother-in-law, he stuck a pine cone up his nose the wrong way. So they couldn't pull it out because, you know, pine cones, they have the little barbs on them. They kind of flare out.
Oh.
So they had to go to the doctor and get it removed.
Oh, wow. Okay, see, this is a little life lesson.
Okay.
Don't do that. Thank goodness it wasn't a worm. It's just tape.
And so that's your feel-good.
It's a feel-good life lesson. Parenting Corner on DJX.
I'm going to echo the sentiments of this person who texted in. Kelly, I think you need to look somewhere else for these stories.
Listen, some days it's a little bit of a struggle.
All right.
I stretched the category a little bit, but can we all agree it's good the kid didn't have a giant worm in his ear? I think we can all agree on that.
Sure, we can agree on that. All right, that's a feel good.
Can we agree?
99.7 DJX. You can always get a hold of us via texting our request line, 502-571-9970. So just a minute ago, we got a mysterious text from a listener just asking if this is how to get in touch with Ben and Kelly, been out of the loop for a while. And so a little back and forth with this listener and found out his name is Randy. And he texts and he says, you two did something for me 10 years ago. And I was wanting to share it and say thank you. Okay.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm relieved. This sounds good.
All right. So I've got Randy. I called back the number that was texting us. And is this Randy?
I'm sorry. I've been out of the loop with the morning show and everything. So I've different shifts and my kids are grown now and everything.
Oh, no. It's all good. Okay. So what's up?
I didn't know if you guys would be interested. 10 years ago on February 12th, I tried calling that day, too. You guys left a message on my voicemail, and I've never changed it, and I get compliments on it all the time.
We left you an outgoing message, or?
I gave you my password to get into my voicemail. My dad died the day before.
Oh.
And I had called because we were on our way to Pennsylvania for his funeral.
Yeah.
And my kids were so excited that you guys did it. And I just wanted to share with you, it was 10 years ago, and I've never changed it. And it brings a smile to everybody. Every time they let me know. So if you just want to call back and listen to it, that's fine. But I just want you to know I really appreciate the 10 years of something you guys didn't even realize you did.
Oh, Randy, that is awesome.
So at first, you guys were like, you're going to give us your password to get into your voicemail?
Are you sure you want us to have that classified information? Yeah, right.
Right. So if you call me back, I won't answer. And if you just want to listen to it, but I just want to say thank you for the 10 years, and I'm going to keep it on there as long as I can.
Oh, Randy, I love it. And yeah, I'm going to call back, so don't answer because I want to hear it.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right, take care, you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, it's Ben Davis and Kelly K from 99.7 DJX. Oh. Randy,
he can't come to the phone right now.
He's a hot mess right now.
I leave him a message, and I'm sure he'll call you back at some point.
At the tone, please record your message.
Oh, my gosh.
Randy!
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we are not good at that.
No. It's an awful voicemail message, outgoing message. I cannot believe you trusted us with that.
That's fantastic to know that for 10 years, anybody that called Randy and didn't get him to pick up heard that magic.
Oh my gosh.
That's magic.
And that is on there for 10 years. That is so, Randy, I am so happy that you shared that with us. That is
that made my year. That didn't just make my day. That made my year.
That is such an awesome memory to share and one that I'm sure brings a smile to your face. It makes you think of fond memories of your father. My gosh.
I'm really surprised we didn't throw in something like, Randy's in the bathroom right now, we can't make it.
I mean, we could have said anything. We just had probably a 10-second awkward pause where we're just giggling to ourselves like idiots. Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
That is...
Oh, my gosh, Randy, that is honestly one of the best, best phone calls we've ever had. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Thank you for allowing us into your life.
Yeah, Randy just texted back and said, thank you both. You have no idea how many laughs, smiles, and how much positive energy you have given myself and people who get to hear it when I don't answer. It was 10 years, and as much as I would love to have you do another one, I just can't part with it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to part with that magic either. And I would never answer the phone. Just let everybody hear that.
Yeah.
Everybody calls you. Just,
oh my gosh.
You know what? You're going to have to listen to the message first.
That's great. Randy, thank you so much for
so great.
Allowing us into your life like that. And, and listen, the offer stands. If you do ever want us to re-record that outgoing message, because we were the hot messes on that one, not you.
Absolutely.
It was us.
No. And we have a relationship now, a long-standing relationship. This is so great.
Oh, shoot,
I mean, honestly, I'm tearing up. This is so awesome.
That was awesome.
Throw it back on 99.7 EJX.
Kimberly rolls in with a tweet. My request is to give Kelly her request. Okay, fine.
Thank you.
There
it is. Celebrity.
Go.
Sick and tired of hearing all these people talk about what's the deal with this pop life and when is it going to fade out? Then you got to realize what we're doing is not a trend. We got...
Oh, look at that. 20 years since those boys. Megan rolls in. I'm sitting at my desk listening to y'all over my phone. Had to, so I can hear some Throwback Thursday. Let's hear some Boys Like Girls! Boys Like Girls. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Kristen just rolls in with three words. Three little words. And that's not play Nickelback now, no.
No, it is not. It is boom, boom, pow.
We gotcha.
Gotta get dead. Gotta get dead. Gotta get dead. Gotta get dead.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Just a bunch of songs played back to back to back to back.
Got a request. I like the way you do that right there. Both a compliment and a request from Aaron.
Oh. Must be talking about Chingy. Gotcha.
Thank you.
And yes, thank you. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday. Just takes you to a place in time. Am I right?
It does. Makes you feel some sort of way.
Yep. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 EJX. Allison rolls in with my coworker Alicia and I are jamming a TBT. Oh, you sound like the duo at work.
Alicia, the dynamic duo.
Alicia and Allison say so. Hey. Hey. Oh, gosh. Alicia and Allison are in the break room. No,
I don't know
if we can go in. Can we hear some Smash Mouth All-Star? Oh, God, all right.
Everybody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
Was that the Shrek song?
I think so, yes. And, yeah. I do picture Shrek whenever I hear that now.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX, just a bunch of songs you haven't heard played back to back to back to back. Brought to you by Drake's.
Bethany has a request. It's all caps, so we know she's serious.
Oh, gosh.
Two words. Note. I'm sorry.
Note?
No.
Easy for us to say.
No. Doubt.
We gotcha. Thursday on 99.7 DJX, Mike rolls in a, are we able to hear Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Oh, wow. That's
That's going way back.
That is.
Way back.
That's older than some of you even listening, and it's by a band called Nirvana. Maybe you know the Foo Fighters? Well, Dave Grohl was in this band earlier, and you know what? I'll give you just a little taste.
Such a musical education.
Yep, a little taste of some rock! Some of you are double taking your radio right now going, Nirvana?
That is more than just a taste, sir. You were lingering.
I know,
in
throw
the
that
smells of the teen spirit.
On 99.7 EJX. So you know what? I mean, I'm thinking, you know, formatically, what makes perfect sense to come out of a song like Smells Like Teen Spirit? And so I'll go to a text from Christy who says, Benny and Jelly. I've had to miss TBT for months because of work, and I need to hear my Nickelback now! If I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it.
Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sent for yes.
I need to wash all this rock out of my mouth.
OMG. And by the way, as we're speaking of Christie's, because that was her song, another Christie, we don't have her song. I wanted to give her an honorable mention, though, because I love the information she shared. She says, good morning. I wanted to hear Whip It. My son Cameron and I jammed that. We put bowls on our head. Now, we don't have that in our library, but I just love the fact that she and her son put bowls on their head and jam to it.
That's all right. Fantastic. Honorable mention to another Christy. So how do you wash rock out of your mouth? Well, Stephanie has a request. Got any Hanson? I think that's how you do it. I mean, how do you go hard rock like Nirvana and Nickelback? I mean, you just wash it right out, you know? Swish around a little bit. Swish a little Hanson in your mouth. You know, spit it out. There you go. We got you. The rock is out of my mouth now.
Yep.
It's out of my mouth.
Palate has been cleansed.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? Thank you. Thank you, Hanson, for that.
Yeah.
All right. Got a text from a listener. I took the day off to clean and need to be reminded to put my back into it.
Oh, wow.
We are
doing.
We are doing extremes right now.
Yeah, we are.
We are going extreme rock, extreme pop, now extreme hardcore
left turn.
Rap. Ice Cube, the actor, had a singing career.
You can do it. Put your back into it.
I can do it. Put the trigger stab. You can try to smoke an ounce to this. Well, I pronounce this.
Yes, the actor on Friday, the actor of so many great kids movies, had a singing career.
What a career. That's amazing.
What a career on Throwback Thursday. By the way, shout out to Courtney, who tweets, first time listening to Throwback Thursday on Ben and Kelly's show in a hot minute. And you come out the gate with pop, I've been blessed.
See, there you go.
No, not just you. We all. We all have been blessed.
Absolutely.
I'm Throwback Thursday.
I went to the my seat is leather. I write a line is pleather.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Waiting for him to take a breath so you can talk, right?
No, right? Macklemore goes hard, man.
Yeah, he does. Hey, listen, when you can toss out some shade along with your request, that's talent. And that's what Sarah did. She said, hey, how about some Gaga?
Okay.
Just no more Hanson.
Oh. Did Hanson have another one? Sorry, that was shade too. That was shade too. I apologize. Slightly. All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. It was a tweet from Mandy who was like, hey, being a summer nanny, misery business. Same thing, right? Please save me. All right, we got you. Kind of hear where Olivia Rodrigo got a little influence.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yep, there on 99.7 EJX. Monica, man, I'm sensing your guys' mood with these texts. She's all like, all caps, Evanescence! So, all right. Oh, wow. All right.
Very
so,
moody.
All right. Some emo here. Angsty. On 99.7 DJX.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors?
Amber says, let's get out of the emo, and the only way to do that is a little Natasha Bedingfield, and I agree.
Oh, wow. That is a super sharp left turn.
And I agree. Throwback Thursday. DJX.
Can we squeeze in some shout-outs of some people that are hanging with us? Arion is hanging out with a co-worker and best friend, Shannon. Thanks for being with us. Savannah, love that. A lot of people hanging with us. Really appreciate it. Chris from Vision Dynamic, I get it. Your request was not legal, though.
Yeah, legally, we need to give it at least 6 years before it makes it to Throwback Thursday, okay?
Okay.
Legally.
Legally.
That's right. And get advice. Oh, gosh, Pitbull. Ask for advice. I mean,
get money twice.
I'm absolutely.
We are all over the place. So
nice. That's what Throwback Thursday is. It's a train wreck that you can't look away from.
Miss Worldwide. Christina Aguilera.
Another shout out, Anna and her son. It's their last Throwback Thursday they're listening to together because their schedules are changing. Don't go.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I got it.
We've enjoyed spending this time with you.
Yeah.
Hey, from about 8:30 to about 9. Throwback Thursday.
I think I did it again.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. My gosh.
Free Britney. Free Britney.
Amy rolls in. I gotta give a presentation in front of a large group today. Need some motivation. Super nervous. This. First time, but I will survive. Oh, yeah,
you will do it. You will do it.
I feel
also, shout out to Christy and her 11-year-old son, Dawson. They're hanging out with us today. There's lots of Christies. We have a lot of Christies. Do you think maybe we should, like, start a subgroup? Of, like, Christie's, Ben and Kelly's Christie's, maybe? I feel like there's a lot of them.
Oh, why don't you work on that?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Every single hour throughout the morning, we do this. Kelly K.
Okay, get ready.
All right.
Because the party is coming to your mouth. Nestle Tollhouse, or Nestle Tollhauser.
Right.
If you're a Friends fan.
Sure.
They're flipping up the cookie game, okay? Giving you... Disco morsels.
What is that? What does that mean?
Oh, yeah! The party's coming through your mouth. I'm talking about edible glitter on your morsels. It looks like little disco balls.
Okay.
How amazing is that?
Okay.
So, you know.
So it's just a new
in between
cookie.
All the regular chips. Yeah, you just get a little hint of sparkle with your chocolate chip cookies. Yeah!
Okay. All right.
I'm going to the party with my chocolate chip cookies with glitter.
So
how great is that?
It's just basically sprinkles, right?
Well, no, it's edible glitter.
Edible glitter. Okay.
Yes, infused into your chocolate chips.
Ah.
Glitter covered chocolate chips.
Ah. Okay.
They sparkle.
All right.
It's fun.
All right.
They're $2.48 a bag at Walmart.
Okay.
I'm not done though.
Okay.
Not done.
All right.
There's also, and I'm not sure how they kind of slipped this in. This kind of came out in January. Totally flew right by me. They also have a line of morsels and more. Two types of misses. Oh, yeah. Strawberries and cream flavored and spring Easter basket. I'm talking about you get white morsels, graham cracker bits, and strawberry-flavored chunks for a strawberries and cream-flavored cookie.
Okay, so this Feel Good is about cookies. Got it.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm not done.
Okay.
There's also another type of peanut butter-flavored morsels, pretzel sticks, and colorful candy eggs. Perfect for Easter.
All right.
Let's go back to the disco ball. Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. Listen, chocolate chip cookies are my favorite dessert of all time.
I can see why this is your feel good. I get
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I get it.
See? It just, you know, the chocolate chip cookie game just got amped up thanks to Nestle Tohalza.
All right.
That's my feel good.
That's
got a bona fide sticker on it.
It's your feel good with a sticker here on 99.7 DJX. Every day, right about this time, we give you a setting the bar story, which sets the bar for your day very, very low. So, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your neighbor's goat and painting it, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow, why? Oh,
listen.
Wait a second. That goat did not want to be painted or stolen.
Stealing a goat, is that bad?
Yeah.
And what did you say when you learned you were being stolen? I understand that. Erica, she's 34. She removed the goat from her neighbor's property, brought it to her house to show her kid.
Oh, wow. She just wanted to do a little show and tell?
I guess.
With her kid?
And didn't tell the neighbor. They said at some point she decided to paint the goat then post the photos to social media.
This is unbelievable.
So when the neighbor was all like, huh, I wonder where my goat is. The neighbor actually called a different neighbor to ask if they'd seen the goat. And that was when the other neighbor was like, hey, you should probably check out social media. She did. And they saw that Erica, yes, indeed, still had the goat at her house when police arrived. She's been arrested. Has justice been served?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't with the goat tag effect. That's magical. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, again, I'm sure the neighbor would have been like, yeah, why don't you bring your kid over? I'll show your kid the goat. You don't need
exactly. Have a little visit.
Right, exactly.
You know what? That's not a great lesson to show her kid, too. Like, hey, you can just take something from someone and bring it home if you want to.
That's bad, right?
Yeah.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your neighbor's goat and painting it, you're doing okay.
One more time with a yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say probably rut season is 12 months a year for the human species. Am I right?
Sure. Yeah. I don't think there is a particular just small time frame for that.
Yeah, for when males and females are looking to mate and hook up. But there is for the animal kingdom. And, you know, we've talked about deer and rut season. I didn't know that there was such a thing as rut season for goats. And this is where the learning comes in. And, you know, we always pride ourselves on trying to be an educational show as well as a show for entertainment and humor. But education.
Sure, you're entering Education Corner.
Yeah.
There we
go. Yeah, so there is a window of time when the male goat needs to signal he's ready for a female goat.
Okay, so Mr. Goat's looking for a Mrs. Goat.
Yeah.
This is how he lets them know.
So, as humans, I mean, what do? We splash on a little extra cologne, maybe put some our best perfume on, you know, doll up our hair a little bit.
Yeah, buy a new outfit, you know, feel really confident, go out there and send out the vibe.
Are you ready for this next sentence?
Well, I'm not sure when you say it like that.
Apparently, male goats, when it's that time, spray their own urine inside their legs, on their beards, and on their faces to give off that beautiful, strong, musky scent that attracts females.
No. They think they pee on themselves and think that smells nice.
Listen.
To the ladies.
Listen, according to these these breeders, it is actually impressive how far they can spray and how well they can aim their own wiener to do so.
No.
And they say,
wait a second.
And the breeders say, you know what? There's no point in actually even bathing them because they'll just do it because they don't think soap that you think smells good to them or a female goats. They're like, no, 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 no. Trust me. This is like the Axe body spray for these women.
Wow. You know what? I am really glad that they don't pee on the female.
No.
As a way to send a signal.
Yeah.
They're peeing on themselves?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
They're like, hey.
Okay.
Hey. And so I think about, man, what if, and maybe humans evolved out of this. Maybe back in the day, back in caveman era, cavemen were like,
nope.
Hey.
No, sir. Nope.
And I don't know.
I will not subscribe to that theory.
Maybe what they lay on their back and they just let her go and to try to get it everywhere. And then we evolved as time and as culture evolved. They're like, you know what? There's an easier way. And there's something that smells
I'm
a little bit better.
Sure, that didn't work like that.
We can figure out how to get the pheromones and all the good smelling things that aren't included in your own urine.
I feel like, I feel like Adam figured out as soon as he saw Eve, he's like, you know what? I got to find some deodorant. Probably maybe a nice coconut, rubbed it under the arms, maybe.
Oh, is that what you're thinking?
I feel like that's where I'm thinking. That's where I'm going. I don't think his first thought was, I'm going to pee on myself and see if she likes that. I don't think so. I really think that wasn't his thought process. I think maybe coconuts under the armpits, take care of the BO.
Yeah, so maybe. Again, we can, I guess, be thankful that the human species isn't exactly like the goats. But before
especially guys.
But before we start and start throwing shade at the male goats, they like it. It works.
How have you not played a goat scream? Because it's kind of shocking information.
I mean, goats are all hoping it ends in this. That's right. They all hope it ends in this, right? So there you go.
Oh, wow.
That is
mission accomplished.
Learning corner there. I bet you were today years old when you realized that male goats do that in rut season to attract the females.
Hey, ladies, look at what I got going on.
Come get a whiff of this.
Yeah. I still need one goat scream. It's kind of shocking information.
Yeah.
I can. I can do that for you.
So wait. So let's play this out. So Mr. Goat is all like, all right, he makes some pee-pee, and he's all like,
yeah.
And then she's all like,
right. There you go. Goat corner.
See?
99.7.
That was like a little goat soap opera scene. I like that.
DJ X.
502 Track. Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only on 99.7 DJ X.